things we are interested in. There are certain things which draw interest. Some of them have to do with the way we live, some with the things around, and even some with death. Humans have varied interests in different things, but there are some things more of us are interested in than others. Believe it or not, one of the major interests of humans is sports. When I tried to get a precise number for how many men and women were interested in sports, it seemed impossible. I thought it would be easy to find, but there were just too many studies which showed contrasting numbers. One thing is for sure, sports are probably the most interesting thing for humans. Unfortunately, it is no longer religion. While there are still huge numbers of people in each religion, this does not account for those who don't practice it. If we subtract them from the total, the figures take a nosedive. I can't verify what I am about to say, and it is just my opinion, but it seems overall the poorest people are the most religious. Success in business and having plenty of money seems to make people forget about God and his gifts. Depending on the age of a person, his or her interests can be very different than later in life. I think a great example of this is the tremendous following Taylor Swift has. The largest group of fans are said to be millennials, and their age ranges from 29 to 43 years old. She has fans in every age range, however, but millennials make up almost half of her fans. The percentage of fans seems to decrease after age 49. The question is why? Do some people lose interest in music, or in Taylor Swift? It could be human nature causing people to just get tired of doing a certain thing. Health is a big topic among older people. My experience is most younger people today do not think about it much, as they sit in one spot playing computer games all day while gaining weight from not getting enough exercise and sometimes eating unhealthy snacks. What I find kind of funny is some of them in their later years try and undo the damage they were doing their whole lives to their bodies, but many times it is just too late. Taking street drugs doesn't help the situation. If one talks to the elderly, one of their biggest interests is not even dying, it is suffering then dying. There is one topic the elderly are in the middle of, and that is death. If you live in a senior community, you are subject to many funerals. One living there can't help but have that on their mind. I have come to the conclusion it is not good for one to live in that type of community and feel someone should live among people of all different ages. I think it is better for a healthy brain. People can't help being interested in cars. They have become a necessity of life. Many people live in areas with poor or no public transportation. Cars are no longer a luxury item. Many are worried they can no longer afford a new car, as the prices of cars soar and the wages stay relatively the same in some cases. Those on fixed incomes are really having a hard time, and some have said they are keeping their old cars even longer. There are also the electric vehicle problems. They are usually even more expensive than gasoline-powered cars. There are not enough charging stations. Their batteries discharge much faster in cold weather, and there could be long lines waiting to charge. Some who have bought them and invested their car purchase money in an electric vehicle were sorely disappointed. College can be a very popular topic for college children and their parents. It seems the prices of some colleges have gotten to the point where the colleges might as well put up a sign reading "Only the rich need apply." Take Harvard for example. They just keep raising their price for the year. It is now up to $54,269 a year. If you need room and board along with other fees, that price goes to $79,450 a year. It seems one of the hot topics this year is what shows and movies are on streaming. One thing I don't understand is how these streaming services can continue to get enough material. I have to say there have been some very bad movies made for the streaming services, and it seems to be happening more and more as the services seem to be less choosy because of need for new material. I turned off one movie the other day because the opening credits ran for 10 minutes. It was sickening. They would show you a credit, then a tiny flash of a scene, then a credit and so on. I do look at some shows and they seem to have the same problems. Another thing many people are interested in seems to be the space program. I don't think I am unusual, and I like to check once in a while to see what is new. Many countries are getting involved in space and I believe we are at the beginning of a united effort. I don't believe all the countries will be united with NASA. Some such as Russia, China, Iran and North Korea will probably go on their own. That is a shame, because if the whole world would unite in space, imagine what we might be able to accomplish. One thing I never personally cared that much about is fashion. I do believe women are probably more interested in it than men, but some men are. There are a lot of people who want to look good, and who can blame them? There are even a few television channels devoted to this. One thing most of us are interested in is food. We are interested in how to buy it, where to get the cheapest price for it, and how to prepare it. There certainly is not a lack of food channels on cable. Sometimes I am surprised by how interested in these channels some of my friends and family are. One thing I heard about was using these channels to teach robots how to cook, because they can now watch a recipe being prepared once and copy it exactly, making the robot the same as having a famous chef prepare the meal.